Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice America's freedom-loving gun owners. Well, coming up a little later on the show, it's summertime. Are you prepared for the crime wave that normally happens? Well, we've got 12 things you can do to keep your family safe.
Yeah, a few things that we have to talk about. Yeah. I guess let's start the show out with some bad news. For all the Anthony Calandra for NRA members and supporters, I want to extend a huge thank you. I received an undated letter from the NRA this week. It says, "It is with regret we inform you that based on the preliminary report from Deloitte & Touche, you have not been elected to the NRA Board of Directors." Major Land, Secretary to the NRA Committee, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I guess the NRA is not ready for me.
Well, nobody's really ready for you. You just foist yourself upon them, but it's their loss.
I want to thank everyone like Bill Reinhardt, who joined as a life member, upgraded, and
just to be able to vote.
So many people did that, you know.
And
but a lot of
people didn't get ballots.
Well, yeah, and we have a strong uphill battle because of the voter suppression, because I wasn't nominated by the nominating committee, so my name wasn't listed with the 29 that were recommended.
It was on the matchbook cover in the back of the magazine.
Now, what I'm going to do is, when I go to the annual meetings at the end of this month, they'll have the tallies, and I'll see where I finished, you know, how many votes I got, and I'll decide from there if next year I should make a play for it or not, or maybe just sit it out. I guess my time is not ready.
Not the time. Well, you're not old enough yet. You don't have a jazzy.
I don't feel bad at all because I like to upset the apple cart. I feel bad for all the people, the petitions that were issued. People went to gun shows and got signatures and got me on the ballot, and then everybody perpetuating it, Calandra for NRA and everything. I'm humbled by it, to be quite honest with you, by all of the support that I received for the run. My name will be on the ballot for a one-year term at the 76th meetings, but the NRA usually shills for the person that lost that they want to still be on the board. So it's an uphill battle, you know, when you're fighting against the machine. And I want to thank Chris Knox and the Knox family, the Knox brothers from the Firearms Coalition. And I want to thank, what's his name, Dave?
Dave Kodria
from the Examiner, and I want to thank Dave Hardy and, you know, everybody else that backed me up. And you have to remember that there was a line of established companies that couldn't outwardly back me up because the NRA would whack their PP, and there was a long list of other NRA board members that couldn't back me up because I wasn't nominated by the nominating committee and I wasn't one of the insiders. So it was an uphill battle. We tried. We definitely gave them something to worry about for 4 or 5 months, without a doubt.
Yeah,
right?
Without a doubt.
So for that alone, I think it's really cool. Now the good news I want to talk about is the Drake case is moving forward in New Jersey for the U.S. Supreme Court, my 50 state listeners here.
And, moved to committee or something, didn't it?
It moved to conference. On April 2nd.
What does that mean?
That the U.S. Supremes have it to review to decide if they're going to take it or not.
Oh.
But before it moved to conference, you know, when our Attorney General, John Hoffman, whacked our PP and said that we have a gun scheme and everything here.
And no one should hear Drake.
Correct. Alan Gura and David Jensen filed a reply of the petitioners.
Did they really?
And I have it here, and let me tell you something. It's pretty freaking good. And I just have a few pearls I want to that I highlighted that I want to talk about.
Of course, a hard one to screw with. You know?
Yes. So, reply brief. The Third Circuit upheld New Jersey's destruction of the right to bear arms in direct conflict with decisions of the court, other circuit courts, and state courts of last resort. Respondents do not deny that the individual petitioners and the organizational petitioners' other members have been denied handgun carry permits, nor do respondents dispute that the justifiable need requirement dissuades people from wasting time and money on a futile application process. Okay? While we're talking about Heller and McDonald, a moment of silence. Otis McDonald passed yesterday.
Did he really?
Yes. Otis McDonald started the McDonald case in Illinois, and Otis had the balls to say, I will not comply.
Yes, he did.
I am a Korean War vet, and I want a handgun to protect my family. And Chicago said, you can't have a handgun. Buy a shotgun, like Crazy Joe Biden.
Crazy Joe.
And Otis said, no, you know what? I'm going to fight this. And he fought it at the state level, federal level, and it went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he won.
Yes, he did.
Another thing Gore and Jensen wrote, no serious person believes that the people in New Jersey today enjoy the right to bear arms defined by this court as carrying arms for a particular purpose. Even the majority below found that New Jersey's justifiable need requirement is incompatible with a right to carry defensive handguns. It thus held exactly backwards that the requirement's adoption defeats an understanding that the Second Amendment secures a right. That's pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, it is.
And then they wrote, and because five other circuits have declined to so brazenly war with the court's interpretation of bare arms, some following this court's precedent directly, the lower court entered a decision in conflict with the decision of another United States Court of Appeals on the same important matter. So what Gura and Jensen are saying is, Supremes, all of these lower courts are not agreeing with your decision. So you need to codify and stress your decision. Defendants obfuscate the lower court's opinion, confusing an assumption that the Second Amendment applies outside the home with an assumption or holding that it does so by securing a right to carry defensive handguns. This flies in the face of Heller and McDonald. And,
absolutely,
you know, with McDonald passing, I hope that the Supremes hear this and stick it to Hoffman and all of the other New Jersey legislators. Now, one or two more things. New Jersey's justifiable need requirement is not a longstanding exception, Gura writes. He writes, respondents claim, which would be the Attorney General,
yeah, exactly,
respondents claim that their 20th century law disabling 99.98% of the state's population from exercising the right to bear arms is historically longstanding because in the 1790s, the state enforced laws punishing disorderly persons who were apprehended while carrying offensive weapons such as pistols and punishing rioters who were armed with weapons. This is what our Attorney General used as the reason. Well, we've always stopped 99.98%.
What was the revolutionary thing?
So this is what Gura and Jensen say. The argument, we have long had some gun laws, therefore this gun law is constitutional, is silly.
Absolutely.
By this logic,
absolutely,
New Jersey could absolutely prohibit Catholics from celebrating Mass if, in the 1790s, it forbade ritualistic human sacrifice.
Great. I love that.
Okay. Petitioners are not disorderly persons seeking permission to riot with their weapons. Indeed, a riot or other public emergency has been held to be unconstitutional reason for which to bar law-abiding people from carrying handguns. Bateman versus Perdue. Let me tell you, this is phenomenal. They're blowing holes in it, and I just want to read their conclusion. Were this court to allow the opinion below to stand, it would strongly signal that Heller and McDonald are not serious binding opinions. Oh, Scalia's going to be pissed, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Second Amendment right is fundamental, but it can only be exercised if the state agrees it's a good idea. It can be overridden by modern legislative judgments, in brackets, backed by nothing, sets out rules that are wholly swallowed by the fact that guns have always been regulated or by longstanding laws enacted at any time, and is wholly respected by practices disabling 99.98% of the population from exercising the rights it secures. This is simply not how rights function under our Constitution. This petition should be granted. Respectfully, Jensen and Gura. F you. Okay? F you, New Jersey.
Beautiful.
All right?
Beautiful.
That's what I want to hear.
Absolutely.
Jensen, Gura, Bach, SAF, ANJRPC, all our supporters in the state of New Jersey, all our supporters in all 50 states, please say a prayer or whoever you worship to that Drake is heard by the Supremes while the court is still 5-4. Yeah. For Otis McDonald, who's up in heaven looking down on us right now, let's all pray that this goes through. And absolutely. New Jersey gets, Scott Buck said 3 years ago that New Jersey will get right to carry. It will go down kicking and screaming.
Oh, you bet.
Guess what? Attorney General Hoffman.
You bet. I mean, he pulled out every stop just to try to. And it tells you that they are frightened.
Correct.
And they have a right to be because this is an unconstitutional law. Look at what pushback they're feeling right now that is getting them to waver on the magazine ban. Now, I know for a fact, you know for a fact, that this is not being tabled like they claim it's being tabled. They're just going to trot this friggin' thing out in a different coat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to put a new dream coat on it and trot it back out again. We have to keep the pressure up, but we are making progress. We are winning.
We're winning some places. In New Jersey, we are winning. I got this from Mike Polanti Sr. He says, an anonymous source within our state legislator told him last night directly that the magazine ban has been tabled because the Senate president is very concerned about the resistance he has received. Apparently, he thought he was building his nest for a gubernatorial run and is scared by the heated opposition, specifically the recoil issue and the rumor that people in New Jersey have reached out to Colorado people.
You see, they don't expect us to push back.
Correct.
They really don't expect us to push back. And we're just mad as hell, to quote.
And not going to take it anymore.
Not going to take it anymore.
I also believe, I've heard from high up people in Trenton that my statement with Lou Greenwald saying there would be a magazine exchange also
Hit them right in their in their funny bone. They have, I think this is an important lesson for us to learn that they don't really care about us. They're not going to listen to us. They're going to worry about whether or not they can continue to feather their bed and triple dip as most of the politicians in New Jersey do. They've got four or five different political jobs and assignments. They don't want to lose this crap. They've got the juice. They don't want to lose the juice. If we threaten them and threaten their juice, that's about the only way we're going to do it.
Oh, without a doubt. Here's an exciting thing. The socialist rag, the Star Ledger in New Jersey, is hurting so bad financially, they just laid off 160 people, including journalists. So I tweeted to the Star Ledger last night that they should all apply for EBT cards and Family First and WIC and everything because they're supporting the Fourth Estate, and the Fourth Estate is supported by the liberals and the progressives in this state. So put them on the dole and have them work directly for the legislators.
They are now anyway because propaganda is legal.
Correct.
So if you listen to the crap coming out of the White House. And speaking of propaganda, did you happen to take a gander at the Daily News?
Mike
Lupica is making an even bigger asshole out of himself than he normally does.
He published the Daily News. They had a rally in New York at the Capitol. And the Daily News, he wrote, gun nuts, sick Albany protest. And he wrote, no, we're not banning the guns because they're black. We're banning them because they kill, you jerk.
Yeah.
Okay? He calls us jerk and stupid. I mean, who is this asshole?
And look at how they demean this crap. About 1,000 angry gun owners.
There was a lot more than 1,000.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Well, they do the same thing in New Jersey, too. He puts here, that they're, for some reason, they have no sanity, that everybody, there's nothing but angry gun owners. What other kind are they, Lupica likes to write.
Arlen Bell dropped off a stack of these, and he wrote, it's an embarrassment, but of course, we can't say anything about it. It would be good to see responsible gun owners write and call the paper to express their disappointment over the ignorance displayed by Mike Lupica in the Daily News.
You call the Daily News, and if you have a subscription to the New York Daily News,
cancel it.
Cancel your subscription to the New York Daily News, and let them know it's because of Mike Lupica. Loogie Lupica.
I love it. But he's a freaking sports writer. Another one like Bob Costas.
He's an idiot.
That's going to use his own bullpup pulpit to do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, because he doesn't own a freaking dictionary.
Today in Connecticut, while we're taping this show, there's a huge rally going on in Connecticut for Connecticut Concealed Carry, where they're doing their I Will Not Comply thing. I was asked to speak up there, but I had a couple of personal commitments. But I'll be at the next one for sure.
Same thing is going on in New York State, too. I mean, it's going on.
Maryland, Rhode Island.
Yes, yes.
People are not going to take it anymore.
And what's amazing is how many folks from outside of New Jersey are ordering all these I will not comply Moulin Lavé T-shirts. Is just it's incredible.
We're
just
selling, people are walking in, we're selling a ton of them online.
It's amazing too, and from Texas and from Arkansas, from the UK. It's unbelievable the support for this crappy little state of New Jersey. Huh?
We need it.
Yeah, we do.
We need
it,
especially for the Drake case. We need it. I want to give a quick shout out to Semper Fi Pest Control, Chris Cassis. He hooked me up with a really big favor. If you need anything in the northern New Jersey area, he taught me how to clean blood out of clothing.
Oh, good.
The company is Semper Fi Pest Control. Gun for Hire listener, follower, supporter. Check him out when you get a chance. Chris hooked me up really well. Thank you, Chris.
Especially if you got bed bugs like Anthony. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Dancing, you're in a happy mood today.
Oh yeah, I'm happy, all right. I'm happy, all right. I feel like I let everybody down by not winning a board seat. You know?
Well,
I personally am not depressed, but I feel depressed for all our supporters and followers.
Yeah, I know, but you still are working behind the scenes.
Well,
as
do what
you
I can.
Always do.
Listen, this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, W-A-L-D-O-R-F. .com, Waldorf, CHIRO.com. Let me tell you something. Well, Dr. Eric has his book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Strong supporter of the Second Amendment. Sent me a mess, posted on Facebook that he will not comply. But check this out. You know, if you go see Dr. Eric and you mention Gun for Hire Radio, he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He's a chiropractor for all your needs. I mean, he's the real deal. NRA instructor, life member, supporter, father, husband. He was just given an award by the Somerset County Police as a law enforcement chiropractor of the year.
Wow.
You know, because
he serves on a lot of law enforcement
yes,
boards.
Yes, and you know, Dr. Eric is the man, and so that just shows you it's not just Second Amendment. He also supports law enforcement, the law enforcement movement. He's just one of those guys.
And he's
guys,
a good doctor, too.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys, you know, like I say all the time, Doc, we're going to have an event. Do you want me to come up? You want me to bring guns? You want me to bring ammo? I'll volunteer. I'll stop for donuts. I'll do this. I'll do that. We really need to support him. And if you're not in Bridgewater, but you know people that are, send them the link to his website. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic. His website is waldorfchiro.com. You know, he's a good guy, and he's, again, a longtime supporter of the show. We love him, so whatever you can do would be very, very helpful.
Let me tell you, my shoulder, remember when he came up and he adjusted my shoulder here one day because I was complaining about trap shooting with
Correct.
It?
Correct.
And I've had this real serious problem with rotator cuff on my right side, and every time you go trap shooting, it like makes you nuts. It has not bothered me. Well, I should knock wood here, right? It has not bothered me since. Really, really knows his crap, especially for shooters.
You know, I have so many letters, Sandy. Do you mind if I spend a little time with some letters?
No, we've got so many of them.
They're overwhelming, and, yeah. and if I haven't responded to you, I apologize. I just can't keep up.
Just can't get to them.
But here's one from Roger Yonkin, and he goes, oh, by the way, I can only guess what is the correct number, and my name, okay, anyway. Someday when I'm going to be up there, we can sure I'll visit you, Sandy, and your fantastic range extravaganza. I carry daily and I feel much safer, and I can't imagine what life would be like not having great training and a defensive tool on me. I'm more likely to come for a visit when the Constitution is fully respected by New Jersey lawmakers.
Yes, we got to go to Florida.
He lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he wrote, your presentation to the lawmakers is the best. My I will not comply video, obviously. Let's hope you have the opportunity to do these presentations more and more and more. You're powerful. Nice. I really enjoy wearing my black I will not comply T-shirt. I will be at the Okeechobee, Florida this weekend at a Glock Shooting Sports Foundation program, and I'm sure they'll like your shirt. I ordered your new two-sided tee, one for myself and one for one of my students. P.S. I listen to all of your broadcasts always. I requested that my friends vote for you, and guess what? I never received a ballot from the NRA this year.
See, another one.
Yeah, did they find out I was voting for you? I have asked them twice regarding this and never received an answer. Is this the service we get for all the money they continually ask for? Just one of the reasons I wanted to vote for you. You can use this in my name if you wish on the radio show. Keep up the good work. I hope you get some of those new shirts made up for New York State. That's where I live, in Ithaca, New York. Oh, he's from Ithaca. And oh, by the way, I can only guess that my correct never. Yeah, Roger Yonkin. Let me tell you, Roger, thank you so much for your support.
Hey, Roger, you know, you can also join the NRA Wine Club if you want, though.
And the Prosthetic Hip Club.
Yeah.
Here's a great one. This was by Mike Savastano. I just got harassed by a cop in Florida for carrying my firearm. It was
really?
Concealed, but my shirt came up over it as I was riding my motorcycle, and I was in my complex. I showed him both my Florida and Utah. I took your class, but he was on a power trip. Nothing came from it, but the cop. That'll happen. Listen,
yeah,
when you're carrying concealed.
Concealed is a word.
You know, and you could get a jackass cop. You know, you're going to have cops that are transplants, right. Cop that transferred from New York
from
New Jersey
New
to Florida.
Jersey. Exactly.
And they don't understand that concept, and they have to, you know, get over it.
And there are those, and we talked about them a lot. You don't have any of them around here, but there are those who that gun is a symbol of their manhood, and they don't believe that
Correct.
You should have one. Only they should have one.
Here's one from Bill Amend, the New York Newark PD retired. Anthony, great job at the hearing the other day. I am sending ANJRPC a donation. Do you have an email list of the politicians I should send something to? And I sent Bill the list. It's on the ANJRPC website, by the way. And Bill, thank you. Thank you for your support. I've gotten so many emails from the I Will Not Comply. I've done radio shows in Colorado. I did a radio show in Connecticut. You know, call-ins like talk radio at 6 mm-hmm. in the morning, Colorado time and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm meeting all of these people. But what happened is it's blown up exponentially. Before I read the next letter, I want to thank everybody that came out and supported the Cub Scouts last Saturday. They almost sold out of all the first aid kits, the auto, home, and car first aid kits. And the kids were here from 11 to 3, and everybody did a good job, and they left the place cleaner than they found it. So
wow.
It was nice that we do stuff
they
like that.
They were good
that.
Kids, too.
They were really good kids. So now what happens is I was approached by the Girl Scouts. They want to sell cookies out front. And I said, yes.
Sure.
They we're going to set up a date. So get ready with your cold milk, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
If we sell
a lot of cookies, we might have to start selling the I Will Not Comply shirt in 6X Super Fat Bastard. Okay. Right now we have it up to 5X Fat Bastard.
Do they make a 6X Super
well,
Fat Bastard?
Well, after 6X, it's called Sailcloth.
I have to say, though, hey, look, I hope you don't mind me talking out of school, though, but you're starting to look amazingly Will.
Handsome?
Yes, very handsome.
I'm looking svelte.
You're looking very svelte.
You see, this is the type of fraternity we have. So the Boy Scouts are successful, Cub Scouts. I do a health fair in Woodland Park. That's very successful. Same Saturday, by the way. And now I get contacted by the Girl Scouts because they see that our venue, what the type of venue we have as us gun people.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, you could stay out front. I said, I'll talk about it on the radio show. I'll pimp it out, social media and everything. We'll get people here and you'll sell 1,000 boxes of cookies.
Absolutely.
And one day, and the woman's the woman's like, oh my God, that would be great. You guys are so great. And
well,
you can tell we're breaking this stereotype.
This barrier.
And that's our job. So, yeah, I don't care. You know, if it's a good cause, they can do their thing here.
Sure.
I'll always use this venue. It's not all about let's fight the legislators, even though they hate us.
Yeah, right. Exactly, you know? Right. No, every now and then it's nice to get them on your side working for you. Well, you know, it's like they're human beings, and they respond to what human beings respond to.
So now people are sending me letters, and they're phonetically pronouncing their name. Okay?
guys, it really won't help.
This gentleman, Joe Pazuto. P-A-Z-O-O-T-O-E, but it's really P-E-Z-Z-U-T-O. He blasts me a little bit. He goes, man, I love you. Listen every week, but you took too much responsibility this time. Your last broadcast, when you stated that the magazine got squashed in New Jersey, you may have had to do a lot to do with it, but we were all doing what we can.
Yes, we were.
I may not have been able to speak before the assembly, but being a member of the NJ2SA, NJRPC, an avid listener of your show, I was well aware of the situation. So I sent emails, postal letters, and even faxed a written document I drafted. Let me tell you something, Joe. I'm going to stop your letter for a second there. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Not everybody can go to Trenton that day.
Right.
People have to work
exactly
and have
right.
lives.
That's right.
We need that. Support
that's
the two-way organizations. Send your faxes, send your letters, send your emails. Call them up. We need that. Get your friends to do it, all right?
You know, and this brings a great point, is the fact that our audience is probably one of the finest radio audiences in this country. I really do believe that based on the email we get, based on the courtesy that they show to people, even when they're calling and bitching,
correct,
to legislatures, the legislators have said that they can always tell our listeners simply because they're polite.
Correct.
They're not assholes.
Not me, though.
Well, not you.
Our listeners, not me.
Our listeners, yes.
Yeah. So Joe said, he goes, I thought that it was I was the only one they listened to about who was going to buy my out-of-compliance magazines.
He's
so
really,
he's taking
he's
credit.
He's breaking your chops.
He goes, anyway, like I said, I love you guys, and you were a major player in our cause, so I have to bust on you about this. Oh, and out of the 40 or so correspondents I sent out, only 3 responses. Chris Christie, Sarlo, Whalen, and, of course, Ribble. Here is a copy of it when he sent a sample of his letter about what it's going to cost. My next argument, I told all of you, I'm going to, when I go to the Senate, when the bill comes back up, is I'm going to do a financial calculation on what it's going to cost to keep
actually
all of us
those.
Incarcerated.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
oh,
incarcerated.
Just,
yeah.
Yes, because we will be.
Yeah. I want to know how much it's going to cost. If, you know, if 1% of the 1 million New Jersey gun owners, it's 10,000 of us.
Right.
I don't think there's 10% with the balls in New Jersey to do what I'm willing to do, but I'd like to egg you all on and see if we can get you to do it. But
yeah.
Could you imagine 100,000
of us? Or at least
pretend.
Just show up.
100,000 of us, lock us all up. We're no longer going to be paying our taxes. You're not going to be getting your SUI and SDI and all your state income taxes and unemployment. It's not going to be collected
because
we're not going to be working.
Yeah, we know. And we're the ones who do work. Yeah.
And you're going to give us 3 hots and a cot.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And
we're going to take
that'll
be our vacation for a change.
Let's see how the average citizens react when they have to release 10,000 to 100,000 real felons onto the street
just to
make
room.
Up for the overcrowding.
Yeah, for the people who have 11 bullets in their magazine.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect because this is so logical.
Yes.
This is so logical. It's unbelievable.
It lacks so much logic.
Here, you want a perfect example, New Jersey legislators? Fort Hood is a gun-free mm-hmm. zone.
Yep. It took another toll, didn't it?
Thank you, President Clinton, for banning
actually,
loaded... Okay, go
it
ahead.
It was George H.W.
Thank you, George H. Bush, for banning loaded firearms on military bases. Yep. Talk about the sissification of our country.
Well, this goes to a point that we make all the time. These are progressives, whether it was George H.W. Bush, his son, or Bill Clinton.
They're
all cut from the same mold.
You're right.
Progressives are progressives. They don't want... Imagine this. You say to your military, we trust you to have firearms and distinguish between good guy, bad guy, all day long in a battlefield when you're walking through a city in Fallujah, right?
Correct.
At a split second, but you can't carry. We can't trust you on your own base to protect your own life.
Because it's part of the pussification of our country.
Exactly.
And
right.
Guess where the focus is in Texas with the media?
The pussification.
Pussification of our country. Guess where the media is all focused for the past 3 days since the Fort Hood massacre? At Guns Galore, where the gun was purchased. It was the same gun that the fruitcake Nadel Hassan bought his gun.
Because it's the biggest freaking gun store in Killeen.
So wait a minute. So when you have a family member that's killed by a drunk driver, you better go to the car dealership that sold that car.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's the liability right there.
Well, that's the logic here. This is the logic that the idiots like Lupica apply to this whole thing.
Correct.
You know? And did you hear Piers Morgan? I mean, he was broadcasting on a ham radio from his mother's basement to the six-piece in her.
He had to close his show with an anti-gun rant.
Right, exactly right, because that's all he's ever done.
Go back to the UK.
Yes, right, where they don't have violence.
Yeah, they don't want him back there.
Yeah.
We have received letters from people from the UK. They don't want him back there.
This guy's an ass.
They're like, keep him. We don't want him here.
We don't want him. He can come back.
Let me tell you something. it is really crazy that the media is blaming Guns Galore for this. Seriously?
Well,
listen, the owner of Guns Galore said, listen, the guy had mental issues. Why wasn't he flagged through the NICS system?
Right.
Why isn't there a system to say he's being treated for mental problems? I wouldn't have sold him the gun.
Right.
Why is it the gun store's fault?
Right.
I don't understand.
Exactly,
so it's the car dealership's fault if you're a drunk driver.
Right.
I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, or the car manufacturer. The problem is they demonize the tool versus going after the people who actually use it. Guns have been around forever.
Oh, another hot news flash. C4SNJ, Citizens for Safer New Jersey, since our radio show, picked up a ton of sponsors, picked up a ton of donations.
Oh, great.
Guess who else sponsored? Ron Sousa. Lo and behold, okay? And we're going to talk about him in a few minutes, but C4SNJ.org, Citizens for Safer New Jersey, show your support. Walter Haas, everybody, they all wrote checks. They made donations.
Nice.
They did a good job. We had Rich Petkevis here, and we had, what was the other guy's name with the bow tie?
Accountant something, CPA,
Ames. Sean's
a good-looking guy.
Oh, Ainsley Reynolds. Okay, Ainsley Reynolds, who's going to be my accountant.
Who's looking a lot like a member of Malcolm X's group.
A little. Don't say that. He's going to come in and kill you.
I know. Why do you think I said
listen,
that?
Listen, C4SNJ, go on and send a donation. If you send $5, $10, $500, whatever you can afford. Also, please get on their email database and email them that you can volunteer, that you have guns, you have time, you'll train, you're an instructor, RSO, you're a refuse to be a victim instructor, whatever it is, knife instructor, self-defense. You know, if you want to do like Illinois and teach the women how to throw up on the bad guy while they're being raped, you know?
They have a course like that?
They should. Exactly. They should have a course like that.
That's why we have call boxes.
Meanwhile, what's going on with State Senator from California, Leyland Yee, and Shrimp Boy.
Shrimp Dick? I don't know. The Shrimp Boat has still not
he's
left.
Facing like 125 years in prison.
He should be.
Anthony's prediction on April 5th, 2014, he will get no more than 10 years in prison. He might get a 60-year sentence. If he doesn't skirt at all. But he will, believe me, because he's politically connected, he ain't going nowhere.
No. He's not going to be in cell block 6.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge.
When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. And speaking of Ron Sousa, his segment's being brought to you by
Montville Executive Suites. The website is montvilleoffice.com. We went out and checked out Ron's place because we ran out of some office space at the Woodland Park Range, and we're going to be securing space at Montville Executive Suites, believe it or not. Rich Olenek and I went and checked it out, and we looked at this area where we're going to be doing some work because we need the space right now. And Ron is the man. So Ron jumped right on and became a sponsor. Sentence to Life, who will be a sponsor for Gun for Hire Radio pretty soon. They're a sponsor of C4SNJ, by the way, also. We're holding up the sponsorship for C4SNJ because I went on their website, and the apparel that they have only goes up to little boy sizes, extra large.
Oh.
And I told the principals of Sentence to Life, I'm like, no. Our group of listeners are not going to be happy with the petite section of clothing.
Yes.
But Ron Sousa on Facebook is Montville Executive Suites, and his website is montvilleoffice.com. And Richie was amazed. Richie works for me. He's the accountant here. And he was amazed that with the fractional renter starting at $59 a month, what a beautiful facility that Ron has. You know, when Ron was there, and the woman who runs the front end was there, and other people were using their offices, but he has all this other flexible office space. And again, Richie was like, wow.
And you don't even need physical office space, too.
No, you don't. You can have just your phones, answer there, your faxes, anything you want. He even does billing. He does contracts. He has a lawyer on retainer there. I mean, it is a full-service shop. You could say I'm having a party with my clients. I can have it a PowerPoint presentation. Everything is set up there. I mean, it's truly phenomenal. And again, without a long-term commitment, starting at $59 a month.
Where are you getting?
I mean, come on. How many of you out there listening are trying to get to the next professional level? This is how you get to the next professional level. And then, of course, if you want to stay stay there, he has permanent space for rent, too. If you decide after a year that you need something bigger and something more, he has it.
And get a P.O. box off your business cards.
Correct. Yeah. And the nicest thing is, too, let's say you have a small office with him now for just once a week. As your business grows, you can grow into it.
Yes,
and you
could
just, it's not like signing a lease with an apartment complex and, and you're done, an office complex, and you're stuck there for 5 years.
Dude,
or you got to buy
it
out.
That lease
you
is
go
the
to
lease.
Ron and say, Ron, I need a bigger space or I need a smaller space. He'll be creative with you.
Right. Dude, we're both landlords. I mean, we don't let people out of their leases just because.
Hell no. Even in death, I fight it. I need proof. Bring me the body.
Exactly.
So, and again, I just going full circle, we've gotten so much positive response from C4SNJ. This weekend, we have Anthony from Firearms IT TV here filming the Camp 50. For you people who don't know.
Yeah, what is that going on out there? That is very.
Camp 50, we have 10 students that are spending the next 36 hours at the range.
Oh, my goodness.
And
36 hours, seriously?
36 hours at the range.
All night?
And it's taught by Bill Fioron and John Uzzolino.
Oh, my God.
And it's a high-level urban class where they're going to be sleeping here and eating here.
Well, these guys are, I mean, this
is like
what
a boot camp.
It's a boot camp.
This is a boot camp.
Yeah, for those two guys
hours.
Are teaching it, this has got to be. I know I was in your ops manager's office just before coming in, and somebody came in and said, I think it was Fioron came in and said, where's the garden hose?
Yeah, well, we gave the guys a list of stuff they had to bring with them. Everybody had to bring different stuff with them, and it's going to be a true test. These are for guys that have taken our urban pistol 1-2-3 and our urban carbine 1-2-3 and urban shotgun 1-2-3.
So they're all like pre-qualified.
Yeah. Otherwise, they couldn't take it. And we've just secured an outdoor facility for some of our higher level stuff, and more classes are going to be posted for that too. We sealed the deal on Friday.
Can you tell me where it is?
Nope.
Double secret probation.
But yes, we secured some outdoor stuff. You know, next week we'll probably have Masad Ayoub on the show. Masad Ayoub is teaching here Saturday, Sunday,
it's
Monday, Tuesday.
Mag 20, is it?
Mag 20. Now, Mag 20 is classroom only. The 12th and 13th class is completely sold out.
Wow.
The Saturday and Sunday class is sold out. But the Sunday and Monday class, there are a couple of seats left if anybody wants it. It's on our website right on the front slider. And Masad Ayoub is the master, and we're going to get him on the show Saturday. And let me tell you something. It's the judicious use of deadly force. It's two 10-hour days.
Very important.
It's immersion training taught by the master himself, Masad Ayoub. This is something you really shouldn't miss. But again, like I said, the Saturday-Sunday class is sold out. The Sunday-Monday class, there's a couple of seats left.
Is this next weekend, the first one?
Yeah, well, what's today's date? It's the 5th, so it's next weekend.
Yeah, that's great.
It's $400 for 2 days with Masad Ayoub in a small, intimate classroom environment. And you always hear me call him my master. And we're going to have him on the show. Definitely next week we're going to have him on the
good,
show.
Masad Ayoub.
And then I'll be around for another week. And then if you're a member of the range, you've been invited to the one-year anniversary party, which is Monday, April 21st.
That's Sandy right and after I are
gonna
Easter,
be, isn't yeah, it? Yeah, the day after Easter. Sandy and I are going to be doing the show that day, I hope. I'm putting Sandy on the spot right now. I don't know his schedule. And then on that Wednesday, I fly to the NRA National meetings, the annual meetings. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana, where I thought I was going to get sworn in as a board member.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll be in Indianapolis having a lot of fun at the annual meetings and finding more goodies to bring to the range for our range members and supporters, that's for sure, because we have a lot of stuff we're going to be unveiling this year as we roll along. And then in May, I'm going to be visiting some ranges throughout the country. And in June, Sandy and I are going to the Blade Show in Atlanta.
The Blade Show. We get a broadcast from the Blade
if
Show?
If you want to broadcast from the Blade Show, we can
done did do it.
We're going to be at the Blade Show in Atlanta. If you've never been to the Blade Show in Atlanta, you need to go to the Blade Show in Atlanta. Also, again, a little bit of full circle. Don't rest on your laurels, New Jersey and out of state residents, because the magazine ban is coming back.
It's coming back.
So you need to be prepared when Scott Bach from ANJRPC sends that alert out that we're going to have to start emailing and calling again.
I'd keep going right now.
You know, with my full schedule, I'm just hoping that they don't set the date when I'm not around.
I know.
Because I really need to go down there and talk. Can we do a hologram or something like that, or an avatar of me?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know.
Somebody,
technology.
if you do that out there, maybe? Look it up. 3D printer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You need a big bed on that printer to print me out.
Just what we need, another Anthony Colandro.
But I don't want you guys to let up at all on what's going on in New Jersey, especially of out-of-state people. And again, I am super-duper energized by Drake. You know, losing the board seat and then finding out the Supremes aren't going to pick up Drake could be really bad for me. I might stop eating for an hour.
Sorry, like a hunger strike type of thing?
No, reverse hunger strike.
Oh, reverse hunger strike.
You know, I don't know what we're going to do, but we really need Drake.
Yeah,
and
really
by the way, while I'm talking about Ayub, and Napin will be here. Napin is sold out for May, and July 11th, we still have some tickets for sale for July 11th. The other thing I want to talk
for
about
Napin?
Was for Napin, Cheyenne Roberts got a Glock from a sponsor.
Oh.
And she has the AR from me that Jimmy built with the building AR.
Is she competing in three
She'll
gun?
She'll be competing or? Three gun.
Nice.
Her shirts and everything were made. You know, Anthony from Firearms TV did the video of the Cheyenne build, which you can see on our website, and you can see it here at the range. And she's still getting a lot of positive press. She's been on a ton of shows.
Great.
And it's just great for our cause to have a 9-year-old
yes.
wholesome,
yes.
you know,
yes.
American
articulate.
Girl that's kicking ass right now.
You wouldn't know that by when she comes here as on a member of the show with between her dad and you.
We hog the
really
mic.
Really hard to.
Son of a
yeah, poor
bitch.
Kid. I mean, I just.
Oh. Meanwhile, the politicians were all saying that she, you know, Mike Kelly, the reporter or journalist, whatever the hell it's called, they're all saying that, you know, she was put up to it
of
and
course.
She they were ruining her
okay,
childhood
yeah,
or some
yeah.
shit like that. You know, like the parents that get their kids up 3 a.m.
does.
To play hockey
yeah.
and lacrosse and
right.
shit, right?
Right.
Well, Mike Kelly agreed to be on the show in May. Mike Kelly
really?
Is a journalist from The Record who is
wow.
extremely anti-gun that every time you talk with him, he goes, I've been to Iraq, you know. I've been to Afghanistan, you know. Yeah, I know
yeah.
you big pussy.
Yeah, where was he? In the journalist van?
Greg DiBernardo went on the attack with him when he attacked Cheyenne Roberts. And what ended up happening was they ended up having a phone conversation, and Greg got him to commit to coming on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he wanted to come on at his own time. I told him Saturday's at 1, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, so
any
looks
Saturday,
like,
1 o'clock.
Looks like he's coming. I tried to get him on for the open house on April 21st. I figured this way we could gang up on him. You know, we'll have 1,000 people here. We'll rip him to shreds
yeah.
and pass him around.
And he gets a pulled pork sandwich.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for you people, by the way, that are coming to the 1-year anniversary,
our
if
kosher.
You need kosher a vegan, just email info@gunforhire and let us know, and we'll make
Do
sure
you
we
have
can accommodate.
Kosher vegan?
No, I don't know if there's kosher vegan. No one's ever asked me that before.
Well, the rabbi,
boy, that'll really limit your choices of food,
would
though,
it really?
Huh?
Yeah. No, you just get a rabbi, bless the cucumber,
yeah.
and we're good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
you
I'm excited about certain things, depressed about certain things, but you know what? I'll suck it up.
Nice.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a Lipstick Bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back. Now listen, today was a beautiful day and summer's starting to come. And for the people that have head and ass disease, you have to remember that when summer comes,
the freaks come out in the warm.
The freaks come out like roaches when you turn the light on.
Three this week bank robberies in our county. Three.
One was with an airsoft gun, by the way.
It's great.
But besides bank robberies, you know, here's some of the things you got to think about. When you're out and about doing gardening in your house and, you know, cleaning it up, you have to keep the doors to your home closed and locked, including your garage doors. Now, it's funny. When I walk Winston in the morning, I lock the front door behind me.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody else home in the house like 10 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, when I'm 15, 18 houses away, somebody can pull up, walk right in the door.
Sure.
And people watch your patterns.
Right.
The next thing, too, is remember to lock your garage doors. You know, don't leave shit unlocked that people could just walk up and help themselves, you know?
And lock the garage door. There's a lock on it that actually, you know,
so you
press it.
So you can't bypass the code.
I never really knew that until you told me that. And I always wondered what the hell that button was for.
Yeah. And you press it. Usually it makes it blink to show you that it's
blinks,
in the lock
rapid
mode.
Blinking
so nobody
thing,
can bypass it. In today's society, and an open door is an invitation.
Yeah.
If people see an open door, they're just going to come in. Another thing is, we should be good neighbors and alert police to any unusual activity in your neighborhood. Now, let me tell you something. People don't want to get involved today, you know, and also people are like, well, I felt stupid calling the cops.
Especially in New Jersey.
Listen, F that.
Right.
That's what we pay our taxes for.
Right.
If you see something that's not right, call the cops. Let them send the radio car out and let them look around
and see what's up.
I said radio car?
Yes, you did.
Well, what would you call it? Squad car?
I don't know, but it's not a radio.
Paddy wagon?
A paddy wagon. It's like reminiscent of Car 54.
Where are you? Listen.
We just lost half the audience.
When you're going on vacation, I'm not big about having my mail stopped.
No.
Because I don't even want the mailman or the post office to know.
The problem is that the post office actually hires relief postal workers.
Correct.
Who are not background check for summertime. So if you, I'm just saying, if you and I were like bad guys, where would we want to go in order to get a job where we would find out where people are on vacation?
Post office delivering
newspapers.
You know, what I do is I have a neighbor pick up my stuff next door. I pick up his, he picks up mine. We have a buddy system. If you don't have a neighbor like that, then you have a family member. You tell your niece or nephew they have to drive by every day and pick up the circulars in the driveway, pick up the mail, pick up any papers, make the house look lived in. Even if they go in the house for an hour, 10 minutes, go inside, make a sandwich, turn around and walk out, but it makes the house look occupied. I've talked about this a million times about using inside and outside light timers to create an impression that your house is occupied, okay? Very important. Just go to one of the big box stores and buy a few light timers and set them so they go on and off randomly, or set them up like I did so it looks like people are walking through the house.
Yeah.
Living room light goes on for 10 minutes, goes off. Dining room light goes on for a half hour, goes off. Bedroom light goes on for an hour and goes off. That keeps thieves
that's a good,
thinking.
Not coming on and staying on all night long.
No. They'll know. They'll pick up the pattern, especially if it's young kids. Like Ainsley said, the house got robbed around the corner. They waited for the old lady to go out. She's always home. That was a setup. Another thing is make sure you use your alarm system.
Yeah, if you got
so
one,
so many
use
people
it.
Don't use their alarm system. They
if
don't.
I hear
active.
One more person say that.
All right, get alarm stickers if you can't afford an alarm right now, but you should be able to afford one because it's imperative today to protect your stuff.
If you can't afford the alarm, how are you going to afford all the other shit that happens? Dude, remember when that we had the home invasion and they kicked the friggin' front door in there?
Correct.
$7,000.
Well, you didn't have
an
alarm,
I didn't. We didn't have an alarm sponsor. Then we got an alarm sponsor.
Cheap.
I honestly didn't think living in the woods that I would need anything.
Correct.
And we absolutely did.
Can't happen to you, right?
No.
Another thing is, either have a landscaper or a neighbor mow your lawn. If you're gone for a week and your grass is a foot and a half high, it's going to give people the impression that you're not home. Something people usually don't think.
Yeah, they don't think.
The other thing is, when you're home, if you now's the time when all these home improvement scams come out, okay? And what they'll do is they'll come to your front door and talk to you while somebody breaks in the back door and empties the house out. They'll especially do this with elderly people that start to get a little feeble and lose their hearing and stuff.
Yeah.
They work 2- and 3-person teams.
That's a very common thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They'll come over to your house and say they're from public service. It was happening in Lodi. Fake public service uniforms while they were talking to you.
Wow.
The two people in the front or one in front. The team was in the back breaking in the back and ransack your house while they had you at the front porch. And they alert each other with text messaging and stuff that they have set up in their pockets. So,
amazing.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that. The next thing is be particularly alert to anyone in your neighborhood looking to perform home repair and asking to gain entry into your home. Get the hell out of here. Anybody wants to do that shit, call 911 immediately.
Yeah.
The other thing is never let anybody inside your house unless it's legitimate. And you can always call the police for verification. Now, if you live in a city like Newark, you call the police, they're never going to come.
Come on Tuesday or
they'll
Wednesday
never come.
Of
but,
the following
but,
week.
But for all of you people that live in small towns and hamlets and bedroom communities, you call, they'll come.
Yeah.
Okay. You call, they'll come. They take an honest effort to keep their town safe.
If you live in a city, especially in New Jersey or Camden, which doesn't have a police force,
you're not getting help.
Or Cherry Hill,
you're not getting any help.
No, you're not getting.
You know, car crime goes up in the summer now because it's light out later at night.
Yes.
And don't leave anything that looks valuable or any cash in your car. And let me tell you something: change in a cup holder is breaking window material.
Yeah. I was amazed too, but we've had two detectives say that it was constantly, replacing a $500 windshield because you had a couple of dollars worth of change because it smashed the window.
They also look for the suction cup marks on a windshield for radar detectors and GPSs.
Wow.
They know that you just pull them out and put them under the seat. And they look inside and they see it sticking out and they break your window.
They do this for a living, right?
Exactly.
We wouldn't think of this
shit. You want to make sure of that. Any other valuables? We talk about this all the time. Knappen says the black blanket is the best thing you can have.
Yep.
Throw a black blanket over the valuables. Yep. Very hard for them
to
see.
I thought you were going to come up with a tactical black blanket.
We're working on
it.
Yes.
Nice.
It's going to be a cloaking device, too, like from The Hobbit.
From the
yes. When you put it on, you're invisible.
I could use me one of those in certain situations.
If you have valuables, if you have a trunk, lock them in a trunk. If not, put them on the floor of the back seat and throw a blanket over them. Very hard for anybody to see because, black absorbs light. So if somebody looks in or they flash a flashlight, they're not going to be able to see. When you're driving, don't have your windows all the way down. You stop at a light, that's how you get carjacked. I know it's a shitty way to live, but only have your windows down 4 inches.
It's reality.
Okay, because someone will definitely stick a knife or a gun in your face and take everything from you.
And also, you always told me, and this, and I've got my wife actually doing this, is staying back far enough that you can
see
the tires on the back of the car.
You know,
just so you can get out.
It's very, very important so you can pull away if you have to any kind of diversionary tactic or get the F out of town type of tactic. You know, when you drive in a car, you know, make sure your doors are locked. And one of our Gun for Hire alumni that comes in all the time, Roberta, she said she never thought about it, that when she puts her car in park, all the doors unlock. You can deprogram them. And I do, when I walk up to my car, one press is one door unlocks. Two presses is all four
driver's
doors.
Side. I did the same thing.
I don't lock on all four. I only lock the one. And then as soon as I get in the car, I lock the doors.
Yeah.
You know, and then I get my shit together, start my car up, and get moving. That's what you need to do. All right. And then, you know, now when it's warm out, you don't see this too often, but be alert for playing children. Okay. But you don't see many playing children out there anymore.
They're playing video games.
But really be alert. The other day I was in Englewood and I was driving and there was a sign on a side street that said, "Drive like your children are playing in the street." That's pretty good.
I got one that tops it. Neighbor up the street. He's got a big sign that says, "If because it's 20, it's rural, so everybody speeds up, you know, the street." And he said, "If you kill my kid or my dog because you were speeding, you won't need a lawyer." It's like a billboard.
I love
sign. It was great. Yeah, it
I
was
love
wonderful.
It. I love it. Yeah, you want to kill him where he stands, okay? Be careful when you're driving around parks and playgrounds, okay? You know, you want to be careful. Ball come rolling out on the street. Today with people text messaging and stuff, it scares the shit out of me, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some tips you know, for parents to give their kids. You know, you should provide a list of phone numbers of your neighbors, make sure they're programmed in your kid's phone, and you should have a hard copy in the kitchen or somewhere of the house also.
That's a good idea.
You know, emergency call list number, family and friends. For you guys with young kids, I mean, like under 14 or 15, your kids should have a password or a code word. So if Uncle Anthony comes to the school at 3:30 in the afternoon and says, you got to come with me, Mommy and Daddy were in an accident, the kid has to ask what the password is. Yeah. If not, the police have to be there. Because believe it or not, most kids are abducted and molested by family and friends.
Really?
Because family and friends have the in, Sandy. You know what I mean? You teach your kids don't go to strangers, but not with Uncle Joey.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So Uncle Joey can't know
Joey's
the password.
A perv.
Exactly. Yeah. So you really want to do that. Make sure your child knows how to dial 911 and when it's appropriate to do so. All right. You really need to teach them at a young age how to call 911. And also, if they see something suspicious, they should immediately call 911 and not you to call 911, because that's a waste of valuable time. Okay. You should also know the route your child will take to and from at any given location. My parents were big on that when we were kids, because there were times where I was running late and my father would drive up with that kick your ass look on his face because I was late for dinner or whatever. And they wouldn't take for an answer, well, we drove a different way or we walked a different way. No. You need to know if your kids are walking to school or walking to soccer or lacrosse, know the path they go. Find the path. Walk with them or drive with them and know the path, and say to Timmy or Billy or Jeannie or whatever, say, listen, this is the way you're always going to go. So if you're ever running late, it's a problem. I know which way to drive you to find you. It's very, very important, okay? Remind your children to never take a shortcut or deviate from the agreed-upon route, okay? And what you should do is you should test them on it once in a while, okay? My father was big on that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But how would you suggest?
Follow them.
Yeah.
Why not? Follow them. Make sure they don't deviate from the route. When my father would call me up and ask me where I was, I had to stop and think, because I knew he knew where I was already.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of kids' phones, you have location devices. Activate
them. Yeah, you can get it. You can activate
Find my phone. Right. There's apps where my friends are for circles or something like that. Activate that shit. You control that shit.
That's
not your kids.
You're paying the bill.
Okay? You're paying the bill. If you don't have the password for their shit, then take it away.
Right.
Okay? That's what I say. All right. The other thing is, establish rules for using the internet. I still think when kids are younger, AOL has some good security features. But as they get older, you better have your kids log on and password. You should go on. You should be looking at their history.
Yes.
You should be looking at what they're doing. Right. I would not tolerate it if I didn't have their login and password for their Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and everything else like that. When they're paying their own shit and they're an adult and they're not living under my roof, then they can do whatever the hell they want.
When they're 27, you mean, according to the White House.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's such a drain on people, by the way. Let me tell you something else. Make sure your child knows to never give out personal information on the internet. I'm not big on putting kids' names on clothing, exterior-wise.
Yeah, that's a good
you
point.
You see the kid's name, all right? Make sure your kids wear bright, reflective clothing, especially when they're out at night, when they're with a bicycle or something. You ever see kids wearing all black today? You can't see them.
They look
like a spot. These are some tips. We're going to go over more tips as the spring and summer progress. Again, I want to apologize to everyone. I feel like I let you down for my NRA board run.
You didn't let us down.
Let's see what happens in the future.
You ran a good race.
I ran a good race. Let's see where I finished, okay? And then we'll talk about that. Guys and girls, we have a shotgun test drive on May 6th at Gun for Hire, Woodland Park Range.
Nice.
Six different shotguns. We have CPR first aid and AED certification Sunday, April 27th. We have a hemorrhaging class where you learn how to use quick clot.
I did. You
learn
how to hemorrhage.
April 10th. Utah CCW. If you do not have your non-resident out of state, get it. We do it in 11 locations throughout the state. We have a new location, Ellery's Restaurant and Pub in Middlesex, New Jersey.
Nice.
Okay? I want to thank everybody for supporting us and supporting the cause and our listeners and our sponsors. And Sandy, a big F you to you.
And you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. See you next week. From sea to ocean.